Sunday Evangelium with Father Marcus Holden on the second Sunday of Advent.
Are you finding Advent a bit drab? Oh, another Christmas. Has the magic waned over the years somewhat? Don't let it. Advent is a precious moment to awaken in ourselves the sense of expectation for Christ. And it's not a mental trick. He is coming. We only have about 70 goes at this. We need to get it right. St. Bernard, 1,000 years ago, gave us 3 things to focus on during this period. 3 comings of Christ. His coming on this earth as a baby at Bethlehem. His universal second coming at the end of time. And his coming to each one of us personally. It is the third coming to us personally that St. Bernard really wants us to focus on. He writes, "Because this coming lies between the other two, it is like a road on which we travel from the first coming to the last. In the first, Christ was our redemption. In the last, he will appear as our life. In this middle coming, he is our rest and consolation." I want to borrow and slightly transform St. Bernard's 3 comings into the spirit of Advent future, the spirit of Advent past, and the spirit of Advent present, Pache Charles Dickens. At the beginning of Advent, all our readings were filled with the spirit of Advent future. They pointed to the end of the world. Why? Because the coming of Jesus isn't simply a memory, but something that will still happen. He will come again. We pray this every week in the Creed. It's something we are waiting for, or at least should be waiting for. We need to be ready for our meeting with God, for judgment. This calls us to put our house in order, but it should also give us hope. This is the solution of all things. When everything will be put right, when every tear will be wiped away. We need have no fear of the end of the world or the end of our own lives if we have deep trust in the Lord who will come. But our readings today are focused principally on the spirit of Advent past, which is, I believe, the spirit of the prophets. The first Advent was that long period of the Old Testament, that time of waiting for the coming of the Messiah. It was those days leading up to the historical arrival of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. One of my favourite pieces of music is Handel's Messiah. There are many performances of this famous oratorio at this time of year. One of the many reasons why I'm so fond of it is that it weaves together many of the great prophecies of the Old Testament, both in preparation for the coming of Christ and also highlighting the meaning of his coming and message. In these weeks of Advent, as we prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas, we hear many of the voices of the great prophets, as in our first reading today from Isaiah. We also hear the words of John the Baptist today. "Prepare the way of the Lord." All were filled with the spirit of Advent past, for the arrival of those events, of that person who would change everything. And the world hasn't been the same since his coming. It has now been redeemed, changed, saved. Every year since his arrival has been a time of remembering of that central event. It has been a moment to recall where we are in time and where we're going. So simple is his arrival, but so monumental in its effects. And that's the way of God. The biggest splash in the pool of time was caused by the smallest of objects, a baby born in Bethlehem. The last and greatest of the prophets, of course, was St. John the Baptist. He was a colossus, both in secular and human and biblical history. He's recorded in the writings of Josephus, just as he is in the Gospels. He was given the finger of history to point out the coming of the Messiah, the Lamb of God. He was filled with the spirit of Advent past. What can we do this Advent to be in touch with that spirit? Well, one way is by reading the Advent stories from the Gospels. Perhaps reading some of the great prophecies of the Old Testament, like those put to music in Handel's Messiah. Every mountain shall be laid low, and every valley exalted. We can make the expectation of the ancient world our own as we prepare. One ancient tradition linking the figures of the Old Testament is called the Jesse tree. It's depicted wonderfully in many places. The first pictorial depiction of the Jesse tree is in Chartres Cathedral. It was constructed as the great window in the 12th century. It shows Jesse lying down with the tree growing out of him. A shoot shall spring from the stock of Jesse, as Isaiah says, and we see David coming forth from him, and Solomon, and the prophets, and John the Baptist, and then Our Lady and our Lord. It helps us to visualize the passage of time in preparation for the coming of the Messiah. Today is Bible Sunday, so perhaps we could decide to read some of the biblical narratives. Maybe we can attend an Advent carol service or a Christmas nativity play. I think these ways of tapping into the spirit of Advent past are more important than ever. A recent survey revealed that only 12% of adults could answer these four basic questions: the place of Jesus' birth, the name of Jesus' cousin, who announced to Mary the birth of Jesus, and the place to which Mary and Joseph and the baby fled from Herod. Only about 1 in 10 people could answer those questions. An Advent calendar, a religious one, is another way to help us to tap into this spirit. It gives us a sense of the countdown or count up to the 25th of December. Remember to remind our children that the greatest Christmas present will come all wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger, and that we share presents to celebrate his gift. But what about that third coming of Saint Bernard? We'll be focusing on that as we draw nearer to Christmas. The spirit of Advent present, Advent now, well, that's in our hands, or rather in our hearts. It is important that we see our Christmas communion as the central event of the feast. Christmas is not just a memory or an aspiration, it's a living experience, because the babe who was born still lives, and we receive him whom the angels adored. The very word Christmas means the Mass of Christ. We celebrate Christmas by getting in on the act, by gazing in wonder like the shepherds, and adoring like the wise men. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. That's not just a historical call, it's a call to us today. The spirit of Advent present is also the spirit of John the Baptist. He is the last prophet, but he's also the first Christian convert, sanctified in his mother's womb. Our faith must lead to conversion. He calls us to repent. It must also lead to action. Maybe we need to share the good news of our hope, those glad tidings, a little more generously. Perhaps we could pass on an invitation to Christmas Mass to an inquiring, curious, searching, or lapsed soul. Maybe we need to volunteer our time and resources to helping others to enter into this season. A great family tradition here is the Advent wreath. This is a way to live the spirit of Advent present. As we light the candles on our own wreaths in our families each night, let's pray to receive the Lord. John the Baptist speaks of repentance. Advent is one of the two most important times of the year to go to confession, second only to the Easter season. We need now to plan our confession, otherwise the opportunity may pass us by and our hearts be unprepared for the coming of Christ. Maybe we are embarrassed or reluctant to give up a bad habit. Maybe we think we've gone too far down a particular line. Perhaps we're too proud. Maybe we think the priest will be angry or shocked. None of this is true. The message of Advent present is that God can and will surprise us. Be not afraid. As I've stolen St. Bernard's ideas from 1,000 years ago, I'll leave you with his own words. If you keep the word of God in this way, it will also keep you. The Son with the Father will come to you. The great prophet who will build the new Jerusalem will come, the one who makes all things new.